Hello and welcome to the first edition or episode of the You See Here podcast. I'm Carl Tyler, and with me I have
Gabriella Davis.
And we've been doing same time unified communications for too many years now, I think. But this is going to be our first podcast, and we're going to talk about same time 8.5. We're going to discuss what's new in same time 8.5, some of the places where you can see what's going on with same time 8.5, and things you should know. Planning going forward with same time 8.5.
Will we be talking about same time 8.5?
Rumor has it we might be talking about same time 8.5.
Excellent.
Which is much easier to say than same time 8.5 for workplace instant messaging and web conferencing, isn't it?
So one of the first things we like is the name.
That's right. It's good to just keep it nice and simple. So let's go through a few of the things that are new in same time 8.5 and some of the things you can expect to see when the product most likely ships later in the year.
Okay, the first thing, well, the biggest thing is the new meeting center, which has been moved out of the Domino core onto WebSphere. So if you're doing instant messaging, that's still based on Domino, but the meeting center component is now based on a WebSphere 7 DB2 platform,
okay,
which connects to your Domino community server. Now, they are shipping the existing old school, what they're calling classic meeting center, with same time 8.5 and your Domino instant messaging install to support people that have existing meetings still in that platform and need to go forward with that whilst they move over to WebSphere. But that's probably the single biggest change. And in fact, all of the new features with same time 8.5 other than instant messaging are all now WebSphere based, WebSphere 7 DB2.
Right. Now, do you want to go into more detail about why same time 8.5 actually still ships with the old meeting center? Should we explain why that happens?
Yes.
So one of the key changes in same time 8.5 meetings is they are now considered scheduleless or reservationless conferences, which means if I was to go and schedule a meeting in same time, I give it a meeting name, I can enter a password for the meeting, and I can enter a description. And once I create that meeting will exist forever until the server crashes or somebody deletes it. There's no longer a concept of saying this meeting is 10 p.m. next Friday and it ends at 12 p.m. There is no scheduling in same time 8.5 meeting center. So for organizations that do still need scheduling, that's where you still use the old same time 802 effectively meeting centers. Now, with that, obviously, it means you use the old same time meeting client, which is the Java applet within a browser. It isn't the new same time 8.5 meeting center. So it is basically the same as using the same time 802 server, just that it's got an 8.5 version number on it. Now, with the same time 8.5 meeting center client, there's actually a few differences here. One is there's actually two clients now for an 8.5 meeting center if you attend a meeting. One is the rich client, which is built into the same time 8.5 connect client. So to use that, you have to have a same time 8.5 connect client.
Or you can use the embedded client. You can install it.
That's right.
It's part of the embedded.
So if you have Notes 8.5.1, there's actually an installation that will update your Notes 8.5.1 same time client, which is a same time 802 client, to a same time 8.5 client.
In the sidebar.
Yeah. And then there's also a web browser client. Now, the web browser client doesn't have any applets in it. It's a HTTP client. So when you access the meeting, when you see things like the whiteboard, it's doing that with HTTP, which means you don't have that problem of somebody attending a meeting and not having the ability to install an applet or an ActiveX object within their machine.
It's much faster to load.
But
there is a big but.
There is a downside to this. Half the features that you might want those attendees to have are not in that web browser client. So if you want to do video, a web browser client cannot see video and cannot share video. A web browser client can do screen share and can see screen share, but to do that, they still have to install an applet. So you still need a JVM to be able to do that.
What they're calling the new meeting client actually is a new rich client that launches as its own application in its own window from your same time connect client. So all of the features, and there are some very nice new features in the new meeting client, But they are part of that new rich application and are not part of a standard browser. So you definitely get a cut down subset of features. As far as the persistent meetings are concerned, it's something that takes some getting used to. I think the logic of it takes some getting used to. The idea that if I create a meeting today that's going to occur in a month's time, the meeting is actually available today and people who I've invited to the meeting could go into it today.
Right.
Once you've thought about that and once users got used to the idea of how that works, I think there's a certain value in having a single meeting place people go to and have repeating weekly project meetings, because it does keep a record of what happened in the previous meeting and file shares and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it becomes kind of a living workspace environment for you to have meetings. But it is very different from what we're used to with the scheduled meeting environment we have now.
I mean, some of the nice things about the new meeting center is that the chat that takes place in the meeting center is persistent chat. So in the existing same time meeting, if you go into a meeting and five of you are in the meeting and you're using the chat component of same time within there, and then a sixth person enters, they don't see any of the chat history of what was being discussed. With same time 8.5, people can come in, you know, a day later, an hour later, a month later, they'll be able to see that chat history of what was discussed in that meeting, even if everybody else has already left. Now, that does, in some ways, create some issues. Not issues, but it means you need to educate your users. They need to understand that that information stays in chats. If they attach files or they attach confidential information into these meeting rooms, they need to know that if they don't want people to go back and access it afterwards, they need to either delete the room or delete that content or clear the chat. So that's different to the existing same time model, where once that meeting room or meeting ends, the meeting itself is gone unless you chose to record the meeting.
The meeting manager does have a clear content option. There's also, they've vastly improved the meeting recording. It's no longer proprietary. And when you record a meeting, you're recording it to the client. It's not recorded on the server.
That's right. The meetings are recorded by the client in MPEG format. It will record the screen share and whiteboard, things like that. It won't record audio and video that are done within a meeting center.
And partly that's because that's actually done by a different server component. And that's something we haven't mentioned yet, which is one of the new servers that ship same time 8.5 is the media server. And the media server is the component that's controlling the audio and video. And that actually integrates with the meeting center. So when you go into a meeting, you start audio and video, you're going to connect to the media server to actually control that.
So let's go into a little more detail then about the different the fact that there's more than one same time server. I mean, right now, if a person has same time 8.02, you know, they think of it, they've got their Domino server, which is kind of like the application platform that their same time server is going to run on. And they have a same time server, unless they choose to do things like clustering.
Yes.
So Gab's just rearranging the dog in the furniture. Yes, you heard a slight clunk.
That was a clunk because the dog moved off my foot.
And so we've got, you know, a same time server today and a Domino server.
Yes.
And some people maybe have an LDAP directory, but a lot of people are still using the Domino directory.
Yeah.
So as we move to same time 8.5,
what do we have?
Then is it still a same time server? What's the deal now?
Your minimum is really going to be, if you're a one server installation and you want all of these features, your minimum is going to be two servers, really. Domino still needs to run with same time over the top for instant messaging, and you're going to run that on its own dedicated box, separate from the other same time components. Then there are 1, 2, 3, 4 separate same time components which run under WebSphere. The first thing is the same time management console, which is the same time
systems console.
I keep wanting to say solutions because WebSphere is the solutions console. The same time system console, and that's the central management administrative interface for managing all the other components, including the same time instant messaging interface on top of Domino. So currently, if you're doing, you're going to manage your instant messaging policies, for example, you would browse to the Domino server and go to the admin interface and manage them there. In this new environment, you're going to manage them in the WebSphere interface, which is the same time systems console, and Domino actually connects and takes its settings from there when it restarts. So you have the system console itself, which requires DB2 as its database. You have the meeting center, which has its own separate DB2 database. You have the media server, which controls audio and video and multi-way audio and video.
And connections to telephony.
And connections to telephony integration. And then you have the proxy server. The proxy server, I think, is slightly confusingly named.
Now, I said that, but IBM said, no, it makes perfect sense to them.
Well, in that case, I'm wrong.
But basically, it's a HTTP web client.
Yeah, and it's a very nice, simple AJAX instant messaging client that works through any browser and is entirely customizable.
And this is the same server that actually runs things like the iPhone and the mobile.
And in fact, the iPhone implementation is also very nice. The nicest thing about it is how fast it loads and how easily you can customize it and brand it yourself.
Yeah, the key thing is for customers that want to do things like on-the-page support on websites, they no longer have to worry about Java applets with things like ST-Links and things like that. So they can now use this. And there's actually a fairly nice, powerful toolkit that goes along with the proxy server. So for people that want to customize that, you can. Give it your branding. You know, it's all done with CSS and Dojo toolkits. It's fairly nice to
now,
do that.
In kind of current implementations and testing, you can install them on separate boxes: the media server, the meeting server, the proxy server, and the systems console. But that's an awful lot of boxes. You can actually install them all on a single box. You'll have two DB2 databases, WebSphere 7. And each of those server components, you're probably talking about, what we've been doing, Carl, 4 processors.
Yeah, and you want at least 4 gig of RAM minimum.
Yeah, and that work. The key thing you really do need, and this is going to be a big change for some people, is an LDAP directory.
Yep.
You can no longer use the Domino directory because the media server and the meeting server and the proxy server all use LDAP. So
And just to clarify that, you can use a Domino directory, but you have to be using it as an LDAP directory source.
Yes. Now, IBM aren't keen on you using your same time Domino directory as the LDAP source for your WebSphere components for performance reasons. But technically, it's certainly feasible, and it's something we've all done when we've been testing it and setting it up.
So for companies that have been running same time and they have Domino admins and they're very familiar with Domino and actually a lot of them only know a little bit about same time, they've known enough to get it installed and it works.
Yeah.
You know, it took them 10 minutes to go through the next
yeah
on the boxes. How is the new same time 8.5 installs and things, how are they going to find that?
So if you've never seen WebSphere before and you're coming at it new, they've gone a long way to try and lead someone to basically obfuscate the DB2 and the WebSphere elements as much as they possibly can, which is why the same time system console is basically a plug-in of what is the WebSphere integrated solutions console. It's basically a plug-in menu, and you ignore all the WebSphere menu options, and you just follow through the same time menu options they put on the screen.
So I can imagine a few people sitting there maybe listening to this and going, WebSphere Information Console, what are you talking about? What even is that?
Well, the good thing is you shouldn't need, hopefully, to know. You know, if things go well during the install, you do the install, you get given a URL to go to. When you log into that URL, there is a section entitled
so it's,
same time.
It's a browser app. It's not like it's a client install and things like that.
It is a browser app. Basically, once you've installed all the components, you have an awful lot of servers listed on an awful lot of ports. But one of those servers, the default port being 8701, is the actual systems console for same time. So when you log in, those of you that know WebSphere will look at it and go, this is the WebSphere console. Those of you that don't will see a big menu jumping out at you called same time system console. When you expand that, there are options like connect to DB2 and connect to LDAP, which take you through. They've basically written a wizard to take you through step by step each of the elements you need to do to connect things together.
So does that mean the critique that sometimes Domino admins have about WebSphere users and they're always running batch files means that we don't have to run any batch files and things to install this stuff?
No, that's not what it means. The install is lengthy. But it if you do it in order and you follow the install instructions, the bad news for Domino Admin is you're going to have to read the install instructions and actually recommend printing them out and having them next to you. It's not fatal. There are things like launching DB2 command windows and running batch files, but it's also not rocket science.
So it's kind of like a trip down memory lane for us going back to like 1990 or something.
There's a lot of... When you finish your load services and there won't be anything there, and you know, you're dropping to DOS prompt and starting WebSphere servers and stopping them via batch files unless you want to add them as a service via another whole set of command lines. For people that use WebSphere, this is nothing new. For Domino admins, I'd be lying if I'd say it's as easy as what we've currently got with Domino. It's not. But it's as easy as they can make it. You know, they've had a good shot at it.
It isn't as easy as they can make it. You're setting goals that are too low, Gabrielle.
I am setting targets too low. Okay.
The thing could be an idiot install. Okay. It could be.
All right. Can't let
it It may be as easy as IBM can make it.
What I'm saying is I've seen the difference throughout the beta program from where we were and where we are. I have too.
But it doesn't mean they've got to a good result.
I think we're...
I mean, okay, so I'm acting dumb when I ask these Gabrielle these questions. I've done this install numerous times, unfortunately.
Less than me.
And sometimes, you know, you install it and you'll get a different thing the second time around. But, I mean, there's things that when you start the installer, you think, I've already done this once. And it's like, oh, well, it's basically the exact same installer for a different component. I'm answering almost the same questions. I have to go fill in this bit in the web browser before I run the install.
I agree, during the install, there are whole processes where it's installing the server for like 20 minutes and you have no idea what it's doing.
Right.
Or if it fails, really, very, it's not easy to find out why it fails.
Find a log file, 20 files down.
You know, or roll back easily. It's not easy, but that's...
But Gabrielle, sorry,
that's WebSphere world, you know?
But that's an excuse. It's not a good reason.
It's an explanation.
I mean, the thing is, these have improved in the install, and you know, it hasn't shipped yet, and you kind of hope that maybe IBM will make it better. But I think the install we see now is probably the one we're going to have when it ships.
I think it is. I would say to people, and we talked about this, this is not a product you sit down and wing it. This is a product you plan.
Yes.
Okay? Decide what your LDAP server is going to be, configure it in advance, test it in advance. Get your bind credentials sorted out, know what you're going to do, know where you're going to install things. It's going to take the physical name of the box to set up a lot of its pathing, a lot of its naming, and IBM actually recommend that you name the box. This is
less than seven characters.
Name the box something short. I know a lot of you can't help that.
I think that might change again. That's something that changed during the beta, during the installs, from one method to another. I hope that maybe that changes.
We should possibly explain why we're talking about this, even though technically we're all under NDA and it's still in beta.
That's right. So we're under NDA. But the reason why we think we can now talk about this is you can now use Sametime 8.5 at Lotus Greenhouse, and also a number of IBMers have been blogging about Sametime 8.5. And if you actually Google Sametime 8.5, you'll find some of the documentation has actually become available on some of the sites that have PDFs in readable format and web pages, things like that.
So what Carl and I tried to do is talk about the stuff we feel is already in the public domain, and there's a lot here we're not quite ready to talk about. So yeah, the key thing is when you go to do this, prepare in advance and plan in advance, because you can't roll back or uninstall easily. The uninstall process for specific elements is not terribly clean, because there's an awful lot of integrated elements there.
In fact, I would actually say, if you're able to, when you're learning this for the first few times, if you can get a big enough box and you can use VMware
or
some other thing, virtual PC or whatever, use that, and then once you install a step, snapshot it. Or before you install it, snapshot it. But then, if anything goes wrong or something didn't work the way you expect, you can go back to the previous snapshot. You can try and understand what happened. And you will actually learn a lot more being able to do that than having to zap the machine every time all the way back to the beginning. Because it will save you a lot of time if you can do that.
And a lot of frustration. And I'm going to get a kick in for this, but that's my recommendation if you're doing any WebSphere-based install, whether it's same time or connections or anything, a VM
best option. Yeah, and just to go back to the install, I mean, you know, we did say it's DB2 and it's WebSphere, but in the install's credit, that stuff is pretty much hidden from you. Which is also kind of scary in a way, because the problem that Domino admins have, and same time admins have, is what happens when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I've been told it's DB2 WebSphere, but I have no idea where this WebSphere HTML directory is, if there is one, things like this. So there's a lot of things that are like, you blindly follow the steps, but you're not being educated in the process as to why things are being done. You know, there's things like you actually create databases in the DB2 server, and all you're getting told is to run the command, but you don't necessarily understand why you're running that command and what information is going to be in that database.
You see, I think we're like yin and yang, you and me. You see, I actually...
I'm honest. And I'm a realist, and you're an optimist.
I'm a realist, you're a pessimist.
No. I'm realistic. You live in cloud cuckoo land.
Thank you. But to their credit, I think those DB2 databases are there to serve the WebSphere server components. You don't want people messing around with those DB2 databases. You, because you're doing custom and API work.
Say you want people messing around with them, but admins need to know they're there. Do they ever need defragmenting? You know, like, they know that they have an stconf.nsf.
But I think they do know. I mean, when you do the DB2, when you run those batch files, the install guide currently, and I assume will, because it's publicly available, instructs you to load DB2 administration, go in there and check those databases are there. You will, if you're going into this world...
But at the same time, Domino doesn't know what the hell they do. It's like, I see a name, does that mean it's okay? I mean, you know it because you've done it, and I know it because we've done it.
But I don't know how far that is from people on Domino.
Yeah. I mean, just to talk about the same time 8.5 install, again, if you Google same time 8.5 info center, you will find the same time 8.5 install out there for the beta 4. So it's, again...
Use that. That's beta documentation that is...
But it's out there, so you can start reading it.
Yeah.
And,
but in no way are we suggesting you... use that to do any installs should the product be shipped. So.
Well, you can't find the download. You can only find the documentation.
No, but when the product ships.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be some updates when it ships. So, I'm a same-time Domino admin.
Yes.
As the optimist.
Yes.
What things would a realist need to learn to be able to move to this platform?
Okay, so if I was dealing with a pessimist such as yourself and you wanted to move to same-time 8.5 and you're comfortable with Domino... and the same time 8.5 is the messaging interface. So what are you going to need to know to be able to run your new WYSI WebSphere environment? There are things you're going to need to know. There are some basic WebSphere things, like the structure of a WebSphere directory, where it keeps the server configuration files, and where it keeps the batch files for starting and stopping and checking the status of servers, because you're going to want to... Even if you add it as services, you're going to want to...
So there's not any, like, start icons or...
Well, if you install under Windows, yes. On the program files, if you go to the start menu and install under Windows, under program files you have WebSphere and you have all of the profiles, and then if you go to the profile, it actually brings up a quick start and you can start and stop the service from there.
Really?
Absolutely. I personally don't like it. I prefer the batch files because when they fail, it's more easy for me to see what's going on.
They should mention that in the documentation, I think. That those
Yeah, it's those, not the Linux, but it's
those
the
icons exist.
Yeah. And there are how many profiles?
A lot. I think there's 12.
Yeah. So you need to know, but it's consistent with WebSphere, you know, how to start and stop servers. You need to know where the log files are. And what the log files are, you know, what the start server, the stop server, the...
And I actually have written a small installer that will just go and automate this for
yes,
you.
And add it
I'll make
services.
That available when it ships.
The key is even with those services installer, at some point, you're dropping down to a command prompt and looking at text files and things. There's a minimum amount of that. You need to understand something about DB2. You're going to get the DB2 GUI interface if you install under Windows. You can go in there and you can see the DB2 databases and you can see the tables. You need to understand things like you can't just delete a database and create a new blank one. You've got to drop it so it's no longer in the catalogue and that kind of thing. So there's kind of a minimal comfort level with DB2. There's, for those of you that might do BlackBerry, it will be about the same comfort level as you get with MSDA or SQL. You know, you need to understand some basic concepts about how it behaves, and the same with WebSphere. But that's if things go wrong. Your day-to-day running, you shouldn't need any of that. Because what you're going to be doing is you're going to be using Carl's tool, or hopefully while they ship with the product, to add them all the services. And everything will just start with the right dependencies in the right order. And you will then go to a browser to do all your management. And the nice thing is, from the browser interface, when you log in, there is a section called policies. And you set the policies for the meeting server and the media server and the proxy server and the instant messaging server all there on their own tabs. So they have brought the management all together.
Yeah. And I mean, The thing with the system console is it is that browser you go to, and you're going to get very familiar with it, because there's things like, even if you want to install the same time 8.5 community server, which is providing the IAM components and the presence information, you need to set that up through the system console before you do the install.
Now, it is worth mentioning, if you've got no intention of doing anything other than instant messaging, you know, we're not trying to, if all you want is your entitlement to do instant messaging through your embedded client, then all you're dealing with is the same Domino server, same time install over the top, but for 8.5, almost identical to what you've currently got now with 802.
Now, I personally, I think if somebody was just going to do that, I wouldn't even... I mean, the only thing you could maybe... The only thing I see why you would upgrade to same time 8.5 for IAM is that you can run it on Domino 8.5.
So exactly, that's what I thought.
If you have another reason, I wouldn't even bother using it.
Yeah, but I would move to it when you're ready to move to Domino 8.5.
Right.
But there's very little going on. The engine is almost identical. There's very little. So that's good news, you know? If you're going to same time 8.5 just for your entitlement, and that's what you want. It also means you can move that piece. And if you wanted to bring the other WebSphere pieces in later, or trial them out, you don't have to move in one giant lump. You can move piece by piece, starting with the instant messaging component. So that's a piece of good news as well. It's not a huge commit to everything or don't decision.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, functionality-wise,
as on the instant messaging, there's nothing to say.
You in same time 8.5. If you're using just the IAM communication.
Yeah, there's nothing to say.
If you are using the other features, the meeting center and things like that, then obviously the few things that are new in same time 8.5 are you have a new panel within your contact list that will show you your meeting rooms.
Yeah.
That you can create through that same time connect client, which will launch page, you can create them. You get quick access to them, because obviously the meeting center client is actually part of your same time connect client in 8.5. So we'll launch that pop-up window that contains that meeting center. The audio videos now going through the media server, manager server in same time 8.5. It's doing peer-to-peer in many cases, things like screen share, which can create issues in certain firewall situations. So that's something to be aware of.
But the nice thing is they've done away with the problem protocols like T120 and the things are slower. You know, it's all HTTP.
Yeah. So, you know, so there's those things to be aware of. Obviously, you get the added capability with the proxy server of being able to use things like the iPhone client. So, you know, there were some clients before for mobile devices. Now you get the addition of the iPhone.
And it is actually a very good point. Even if you're only doing the instant messaging, the proxy server is a very powerful offering for being able to integrate that in the browser environment.
So just if you wanted to install a proxy server, you would still actually have to install the same time system console. You still have to install the IAM community server, but then you could install the 8.5 proxy server. Okay, so we've kind of given an overview that there's some things people are going to need to be aware of same time 8.5, and then we'll do another one. So this is hopefully the first of many in a UC Here series. We don't want to give you too much information in this first one, because we do want to do some others. So we'll close this one, I think.
I think so. And next time we speak to you, they may have shipped the product, because it should be shipping before end of year, I believe.
I believe so. And you know, they might do some things and maybe delay it, which wouldn't necessarily, you know, be totally bad. But I think they're going to ship it this year. As soon as they announced it, that they were going to ship at Lotusphere earlier in the year, it's kind of due, I suppose. So thank you very much for your time. You can find us at uchere.com.
You can.
And we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.